Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you Family Sanctuary, a show that inspires living the gospel message in word and deed within our families. And now, Family Sanctuary, with hosts Mary Ann Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn.
Welcome to the Family Sanctuary, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And I'm your host for today's program, Peggy Hartshorn, Chairman of the Board of Heartbeat International that advances life-affirming pregnancy help around the world. And today we have a program for you and a wonderful guest that's very special for me, and I hope for all of you, because she's going to tell us about a beautiful, relatively new program called Mary Garden Showers, a wonderful apostolate that really helps in a situation where there's a need for pregnancy help. You know, so many young women, girls and even women, I understand they are hoping to help a woman in her 40s who has had a difficult pregnancy and needs help and support with something special, something that's going to make her feel loved, something that will help her understand the love of Christ because other people are showering her with love and support. And that's the premise of the program, Mary Garden Showers. And our guest today is Michelle Hansen, who is from St. Patrick's Parish. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here and eager for everyone else to hear the story of Mary Garden Showers. It's such a beautiful idea and a simple idea, yet a powerful one that so often, and I know this from my many, many years in pregnancy help, women who become pregnant and have decided to continue their pregnancy in difficult circumstances, often without a husband, a support for themselves, for a father for their child, and perhaps under a lot of pressure to have an abortion in this day and age.
Yes, absolutely.
They make a heroic choice and they need all the affirmation we can provide to and practical help, of course, to continue that pregnancy. And that's what Mary Garden Showers really does. So, Michelle, let's start with how you knew and how God really moved you to recognize this need of a simple act of other people showering this new mother with love and support.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when I was 18, I actually was experiencing what you might call a crisis pregnancy. I was unwed, and my parents weren't very embracing of the pregnancy. And so I found myself kind of in a situation where I didn't know what to do. So I ultimately ended up, sitting kind of in a corner by myself at what you would call a grandma shower. you know, it was just put me in a very awkward and embarrassing situation while the grandmother was, you know, sitting in the room.
And this was the mother of the father of your child.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends had, decided to throw her a grandma shower. And although I was invited to it, no one congratulated me. No one gave me a hug. No one said, "We're so proud of you." I was kind of just brushed off to the side while she sat there and received gifts and congratulations and all the cute little baby outfits that you open up and are looking forward to seeing on your newborn.
And this was all for her, her baby stock at mm-hmm. grandma's house.
Right, right. And, you know, at the end, they did give me a gift card to Babies R Us, which I was thankful for. But that whole feeling that my stomach was just turning the whole time and that whole feeling of just being outcast, it really put an impression on me. And I just felt that at that moment, I just felt that someday I would try to help a young girl that was in a situation like I was.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful that God touched you right then and there through your own experience mm-hmm. to realize how many other girls probably felt the same as you did and needed that affirmation and support. Mm-hmm. But then you might say life intervened.
Exactly, exactly. So you know, it was a long journey, but ultimately I ended up coming into the Catholic Church. I converted. I got married and we started having kids. And
I didn't mention this when I introduced you, and this is one of the most powerful parts of your story. When I talk about the love you're mm-hmm. showering on others, mm-hmm. what an example of unselfish love you and your husband are in that. Tell us how many children you have.
Yes, we have 10. My youngest is 2 months.
And he's here with us.
Yes, he is.
Ignatius.
Yes.
We may hear a little peep from him occasionally. That's beautiful. And your oldest son,
yes.
He's now 20,
he's
is that
now,
correct?
Yes, that's correct. He's now 20, and you know, he's living out in Washington, and we're hoping all the best for him.
Oh, I'm sure. He's a wonderful young man, and what a powerful story of how God can redeem those situations that seem hopeless, mm-hmm. and what could you do with mm-hmm. that crisis pregnancy that right. you had, and you moved to Virginia, as mm-hmm. I recall your story, yeah. and you and the father of the child tried to make it work. Mm-hmm. It just was not going to work. He
right.
was not the right person that God had mm-hmm. planned for you. Mm-hmm. And when you came back to Columbus, mm-hmm. you came into the Catholic Church.
Right, right. And at that point, you know, I knew that I needed to find a good husband, a good dad for my son. And mm-hmm. so I prayed about it, and I prayed a novena to St. Andrew. And within a few short weeks of my novena, I met my husband. We actually met on one of those Catholic dating online sites.
Yay!
Yeah. It was, he was out in Colorado in the Army and wasn't scheduled to come back until December. And when he did come back, we met. And it was just one of those things where you just know. And we were married that year.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. And so God had prepared him for you and yeah. you for him. And mm-hmm. he was from Columbus, although mm-hmm. stationed in Colorado. And he was from St. Patrick's Parish. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's his home parish.
So that's how you ended up making mm-hmm. that your home parish.
Yes, yes.
So time goes on. You are married. You have your son baptized, mm-hmm. your first child.
Yes.
And you start building a family.
That's correct.
Right. But that sense never quite left you that mm-hmm. somehow you were supposed to mm-hmm. to do something to help other young girls with mm-hmm. a crisis pregnancy.
Right, right. You know, and my husband and I, David, we talked about it from time to time. We thought, you know, maybe we would help shelter one of these young girls. Maybe we would pray in front of the abortion clinics. And so although we had discussed it, we never really took any action. But we mm-hmm. we knew, and I knew, that I wanted to someday do something. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, 10 kids later, I finally said, if I don't do something now, when will I?
Yeah. So, well, did you tell me it happened during Lent, that
yeah.
God was started working on you during Lent
that's
of,
correct.
What, 2016?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. During that Lent, I just specifically asked God, I said, you know, will you please just make me an instrument somehow, some way? That was my kind of constant prayer during Lent. And I remember my daughter, she woke up real early in the morning on Easter, and I wasn't ready to get up. But
I bet that happens a lot as a mother of 10.
But we went out to the family room, and I laid down on the family room floor and actually fell back asleep again for a little bit. And the next time I woke up, it was kind of like I just woke up suddenly. And it was like the Holy Spirit was saying, Michelle, you need to have baby showers for these young girls. And I thought, that's it. That's the answer. That's what mm-hmm. I need to do. Mm-hmm. So I was just so filled with this motivation to start these baby showers. And I didn't know where to start. I didn't know how to begin or who I should even go to. So so I called my friend Angie Robbins. She's my partner in crime. She helps me with the planning.
So now you're in this together.
Yes, yes. And, you know, she had been a sidewalk counselor for a couple of years and really had been drained. You know, she wanted to help in the pro-life movement, but the sidewalk counseling just wasn't in her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I told her my idea about the baby showers, she just was like, Michelle, that is exactly what I was thinking too. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, well, okay.
Yeah. It's a confirmation.
Yes. Right, right. So, so at that point, we...
She knew about Mary, or she had seen a link. Isn't mm-hmm. that it?
Oh,
she had been on a pro-life website mm-hmm. and seen a link to Mary Garden Showers.
Right, right. So she said, Michelle, you know, check this out. See if this is kind of what you were thinking. So I went to the website, marygardenshowers.org. And, you know, as I was looking through it, I was like, this is exactly what I had envisioned. This is exactly what I was,
wow.
you know, thinking in my head. But here it is all laid out all the work has already been done. There was a manual, there was the website, there was the social media part of it. And I thought, you know, this would be perfect for us. So I looked at one of the tabs and there was a way to contact them if you wanted to start your own chapter of Mary Garden Showers. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And I got in touch with them and we had a video conference and they sent me all the information I needed to know. And then I went to the pastor at St. Patrick's and he gave us his blessing.
Wow.
So now we're part of the Respect Life group as an outreach
of St. Patrick Parish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, we'll talk about this as we go along too, but any parish could perhaps develop a chapter that could do Mary Garden Showers.
Absolutely.
And there's so many girls who would love to have a shower like that. And you know, I was thinking as you were telling your story, Michelle, how similar it is to many stories that I've heard of people who have received a call like this. And of course, since I'm in the pro-life movement, I'm hearing all these pro-life calls. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But knowing you want to do something, knowing God's calling you, but not sure what it is, mm-hmm. and then praying about it, mm-hmm. and asking God to guide and direct you, mm-hmm. and then almost having a sudden revelation, mm-hmm. as you said, mm-hmm. on Easter morning, this is what you need to do.
Yes.
And it happens. This is one of the ways that God works, not the only way, mm-hmm. but one of the ways. And then once you have that call, realizing that there are other people who have a similar call, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and finding them, this is one of the blessings of the internet. Not mm-hmm. only did you and your husband meet each other that way, mm-hmm. originally, yeah. but also you were able to find like-minded people. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's what we do with Heartbeat International, too. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how many people God moves,
yes.
around the world, mm-hmm. to start a pregnancy help center.
Yes.
And they have a vision like that. They know some center is needed for moms who need pregnancy help, but they don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. They might not even know that pregnancy centers exist.
Right.
And yet the Holy Spirit is doing that similar work.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we can now connect and learn from each other. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful story. And I'm so glad that MaryGardenShowers.org mm-hmm. had already been founded. Mm-hmm. I think God did that for you too. Having mm-hmm. 10 children, you didn't have time to build it from scratch.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. It's just amazing how everything from the beginning to the end just has fallen in place for Angie and I. You know, Caitlin and Serena out there in North Carolina, who started the first chapter, you know, they started it the previous year in 2015 during Lent.
Wow.
And then here I'm inspired during Lent and on Easter morning. And so it's just amazing how it's grown. And we would love to have more chapters, more people to be motivated to help these young girls at their own parishes.
That's wonderful. You know, we have, as Heartbeat International counts mm-hmm. it, about 2,400 pregnancy help centers,
wow.
just in the United States. Mm-hmm. I think this is an idea that could work worldwide, too.
Absolutely.
And we know of over 5,000 locations around the world where there's a pregnancy help mm-hmm. center. And what a great collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about that a little more, how you do collaborate mm-hmm. with the pregnancy centers and
yes.
other groups
yeah.
to identify women.
Mm-hmm.
So our guest today is Michelle Hansen. We're talking about Mary Garden Showers, MaryGardenShowers.org, a wonderful Catholic apostolate for providing a baby shower. And we've heard also, I understand you have something called a blessing shower. We'll talk mm-hmm. about that in a minute. For moms who are considering adoption or
yes.
making an adoption plan.
Yes.
So what a beautiful apostolate, how women in a parish, and this is a parish-based mm-hmm. apostolate, can really surround a young girl, or even I understand you have a woman in her 40s
mm-hmm.
that you're planning a shower for.
Yes.
So surround that woman not only with the practical help she needs, mm-hmm. but showing her that other people love and support her
yes.
decision and her.
Right, right.
She has chosen life, and that's a beautiful
right.
choice.
Right. Yeah. And it's really about the mercy and showing her Christ's love. You know, many of these women are coming from situations where they've never even been encountered God or
right.
have gone to church. And so we never are pushy, and there's never any judgment, but we always want them to feel that they are being showered with love. And, you know, another part of our ministry is that we like to leave each mother with a spiritual basket that she can take home and personally open by herself in her home, just into, and it has images of Christ the Divine Mercy. It has images of Mary and Jesus, and we're hoping that she'll find a special place in her home to put those images so that she can remember her shower and her special day and how much love she felt that day, and hoping that that love will help her to love her baby
sure.
and to be a good mom.
Because all love comes from God. Mm-hmm. So having that radiated through mm-hmm. the women who come to that shower, mm-hmm. who bring her gifts, who give her a spiritual bouquet, that may be the first chance she's yes. had to really see Jesus' love yeah. in action.
Right. And she sees the church. She sees mm-hmm. the church visible through the women and the children and all the guests who come. All are welcome to these showers. So she sees that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're hoping that really plants a seed within her heart and that, you know, it encourages her, you know, in,
sure.
in some respect, despite her circumstances.
Sure. Well, let's talk about, you mentioned a spiritual basket. You mentioned even children coming to the shower. Tell me what a shower is like. I know they're parish based, mm-hmm. and so you have had the showers. Have all the showers that you've held so far been at St. Patrick's?
We have had showers actually at a couple of different parishes. One in particular was Church of the Resurrection. Their RCIA group had decided to sponsor a mother during their Lent
mm-hmm.
Lenten service. And so it was wonderful because at that point, Angie and I were kind of hands off and they really kind of took care of everything for us. And so it was just absolutely beautiful. And I just remember at one moment during that shower, all of the children gathered around the mother and we said a prayer for her. And it was just so beautiful. And, you know, it just is amazing how God customizes each shower for each particular mother. You know, you have the food, you have the decorations, you have the people, but it just, in some way, it just, he makes it personal for her and mm-hmm. unique for her. And I just love seeing how that unfolds at each shower.
I think that's because the people in charge mm-hmm. are really godly women like mm-hmm. you who are really trying to listen to the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And that's mm-hmm. what happens. Mm-hmm. God comes in
yeah.
and it turns
Absolutely.
Out beautifully, despite yes. maybe what we thought, oh gosh, we didn't get enough food, or maybe we goofed in something mm-hmm. here in the planning, but God takes over and it's a beautiful, beautiful
yes,
experience.
Absolutely. You know, despite the roadblocks and the obstacles, everything just falls into place so beautifully. And as a matter of fact, if anyone wants to see some of the pictures of the past showers, you know, there's Mary Garden Showers is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just type that in and it'll come up, or you can go to their website. They have all the information about the different chapters and their mission and their philosophy and what we do as an apostolate. And that's at marygardenshowers.org.
And I understand mm-hmm. if someone specifically says, I now want to get involved,
mm-hmm.
It's okay to email you. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes.
All right.
If you want to get involved with us at our St. Patrick's chapter, the email is mgs@stpatrickcolumbus.org.
MGS for Mary Garden Showers at stpatrickcolumbus.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Saint is ST without mm-hmm. a period.
Correct.
stpatrickcolumbus.org.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy. And as I understand, you know, they could come to a shower mm-hmm. at St. Patrick's or another parish, see how it operates. Mm-hmm. And then if they feel called to start something in their own parish, that's
yes.
wonderful.
Yeah.
And there are so many organizations in Columbus that are working with mm-hmm. pregnant women that mm-hmm. I'm sure would be, and in the diocese, mm-hmm. in fact, that I'm sure would love to have a Mary Garden Shower for one or more of the women that they're working with.
Yeah.
What organizations have you worked with up to this point?
Sure. So we first initiated a contact with Women's Care Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spoke to PDHC.
Mm-hmm.
Currently we're working with Heartbeats. So our
Heartbeats of Licking County.
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. So our next shower will be for a beautiful young girl from Heartbeats.
That's wonderful. And you said earlier that the women that are identified by these organizations that need a shower are all ages.
Absolutely. I mean, it's from young to older, you know, and they come from so many different unique circumstances as well. You know, we never ask, you know, for confirmation why she needs a shower. We believe that she needs a shower, and that the reason why her name was given to us is because God wants her to have that special day.
Right. Well, tell me about, because the shower, you call it Mary Garden Shower, mm-hmm. and generally the showers are for women who are going to parent their babies. Mm-hmm. So people bring to the shower baby items and gifts and maybe gift cards and so forth on. Mm-hmm. But you also, and then you mentioned the spiritual basket. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the spiritual basket that they get as well.
Sure. The Marian Missionaries of Divine Mercy are giving all of the mothers showered in every city a canvas print of the Divine Mercy. And a young lady, artist at St. Patrick's, Bernadette Carsonson, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She is an absolutely fantastic artist and has painted us an image of Mary and the baby Jesus to give every mother.
Wow, isn't that beautiful? And I think you told me they open this at home on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and what about the moms who are making an adoption plan?
Yes, we would really love for them to feel that they've made a decision for life, and that we want to celebrate that life that they are placing for adoption. Mm-hmm. So we want to comfort them. Mm-hmm. And so we have a blessing shower for mothers. We are in the far off planning stages mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. a possible blessing shower ourselves. But there have been blessing showers in the other cities, and they just have turned out beautifully.
And so then the people who come to the shower bring items that the birth mom can use, and items that make her feel special.
Yes, items that will comfort her in her time of maybe loneliness and feeling that something's missing.
Right.
You know? So these are...
And that's normal grieving mm-hmm. when a person makes an adoption plan. But the beauty of it is, of course, once that grieving is processed properly and with love and with support... Just like this blessing shower, I think, is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. That is something that will help that birth mom mm-hmm. to truly feel at peace about her beautiful decision.
Absolutely.
So that's a beautiful insight. Mm-hmm. So Mary Garden Showers, I think you said, started in North Carolina.
Yes.
All right. And now there are chapters in 4 states,
mm-hmm.
Ohio, Minnesota, mm-hmm. Indiana, mm-hmm. and North Carolina.
That's correct.
So I just can't believe that this is not going to be something really, really big. Mm-hmm. It's only really in the last 2 years, Lent mm-hmm. in 2015, Lent in 2016.
Mm-hmm. And the most recent shower, Lent in 2017, is the Minnesota chapter that just recently opened, and they are planning on showering many women.
So apparently Lent is when God really works for Mary Garden Shower.
Right.
But we want Mary Garden Showers around the calendar.
Yes.
Not just at Lent and Easter, of course.
Right. And we have our showers around the calendar. And it's just been a birth of just a beautiful thing. You know, we're planting seeds, and we are in a way planting a shower of a garden of our own, you know, for Mary to nurture. And, you know, we want all the flowers to bloom and grow. And we're hoping that Mary will bless this apostolate.
Oh, I'm sure she is blessing it. And, you know, when you mentioned the garden and the flowers, reminded me of what Mother Teresa said.
Mm-hmm.
She said, how could there be too many children mm-hmm. in the world? That's like saying there could ever be too many flowers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And each one is unique.
Absolutely.
In its own way.
Each mother is a flower and flowering,
yes.
like you say.
Yes.
Did you want to share something with us on the flower?
Yes, absolutely. All the flowers he has created are lovely. And Saint Therese of Lisieux said that. And, you know, each and every mother and her child that we shower are so beautiful and lovely, and we just want them to know that. We want them to know that they are wanted, that they are loved.
That's beautiful. And I think you said, even is one of the pictures of the statues mm-hmm. that you give to the women in their spiritual basket. Mm-hmm. One of Jesus weaving a crown of flowers,
yes,
for his mother.
Yes, the illustration, it's beautiful. It's baby Jesus weaving a wreath of flowers for mother, and they're just being playful to mm-hmm. each other. And it's mm-hmm. just, it's an image of motherhood and mm-hmm. what motherhood really is. The mother loving the child and the child loving the mother.
Wow. Well, that is absolutely beautiful, Michelle. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your personal story. Thank you for sharing how God worked in your life and now is working in the life of so many other women, and maybe even fathers as well, when they hear the vision of the Mary Garden Shower, that God will be touching them to provide this wonderful resource. And I think the love that you're describing, the core value that every child is a beautiful flower, mm-hmm. it's beautiful to see you and your husband living that out also with with your wonderful family.
Thank you.
And little baby Ignatius, thank you for bringing him and for letting us listen to his little coos during your presentation. So I urge everyone to look at marygardenshower.org and pray about, is God calling you to do something in this direction, to really display the beauty of every child as a flower? Thank you so much for being with us. And you have been listening to AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Peggy Hartshorn, your host today for the Family Sanctuary. Our archives are at stgabrielradio.com, and our program is broadcast at 12:30 every Monday and 2 o'clock on Sundays. So please join us again to strengthen our families and make them sanctuaries of life as God intended.
Family Sanctuary is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Family Sanctuary with Marianne Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn are available at stgabrielradio.com.